This is Akashvani, the news read by Anita Anand. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will inaugurate Jammu Railway Division and lay the foundation stone of various railway projects via video conferencing today. In a key move to further boost connectivity in the region, he will also inaugurate the Chadlapalli New Terminal Station in Telangana and lay the foundation stone of Raigarh Railway Division building of East Coast Railway. Creation of the Jammu Railway Division will significantly benefit Jammu and Kashmir and surrounding regions, fulfilling the long-pending aspiration of the people. It will comprise of Pathankot, Jammu, Udhampur, Srinagar, Baramulla, Bhogpur, Serwal, Pathankot, Batala, Pathankot and Pathankot to Jugindanagar sections. It will create employment opportunities, infrastructure development, promote tourism and lead to overall socio-economic development of the region. Prime Minister Narendra Modi laid the foundation stone for the new building for the Central Ayurveda Research Institute at Rohini, New Delhi yesterday, virtually. The new state-of-the-art building will be constructed at the cost of around 185 crore rupees. The 2.92-acre facility will combine tradition and innovation, offering new opportunities for holistic healing, specialized clinics and skill development. In his address, Mr. Modi emphasized the government's focus on making healthcare accessible to the poorest of the poor. Prime Minister said that the government is also promoting traditional Indian medicine systems like Ayush and Ayurveda. Science and Technology Minister Dr. Jitendra Singh has announced that the Council of Scientific and Industrial Research, CSIR, has developed an indigenous technology to produce paracetamol, a widely used pain reliever and fever reducer drug. Addressing the Foundation Day of the Department of Scientific and Industrial Research in New Delhi yesterday, the minister said that this innovation aims to make India self-reliant in paracetamol manufacturing and reducing dependence on imported ingredients to make this drug. Dr. Singh also highlighted that there has been a series of indigenous developments like India's first indigenously developed antibiotic nifitromycin to treat both atypical and typical drug-resistant bacteria. National Security Advisor Ajit Doval will meet his U.S. counterpart Jake Sullivan in New Delhi today. There will be extensive discussions including matters related to critical and emerging technology, ICT and other bilateral issues during the National Security Advisors meeting. Briefing the media last week, External Affairs Ministry spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal said that the relationship between India and US is extensive, with continuous and detailed discussions taking place between both sides. He added that although the current US administration is nearing the end of its term, the strength of its relationship is evident in such exchanges and visits, even during this period. The Commission of Air Quality Management, CAQM, Subcommittee on Graded Response Action Plan, GRAB, has revoked Stage 3 of revised GRAB in the entire National Capital Region with immediate effect. However, all actions under Stages 2 and 1 will remain invoked. They will be implemented, intensified, monitored and reviewed by all agencies concerned in the entire NCR to ensure that the air quality index levels do not rise further in the coming days. While comprehensively reviewing the overall air quality parameters of Delhi NCR, the subcommittee observed that owing to the favorable meteorological conditions and continuous rains since early morning, the AQI of Delhi has been continuously improving. In the Indian Super League football, Kerala Blasters defeated Punjab FC 1-0 at the Jawaharlal Nehru Stadium in New Delhi last night. Punjab FC, on the other hand, suffered their fourth consecutive defeat and remains on the eighth position with 18 points. East Bengal FC will take on Mumbai City FC at the Vivekanand Yuva Bharati Kridangan in Kolkata this evening. In squash, India's Anand Singh has stormed into the finals of the British Junior Open at Birmingham in England. She defeated Rukaya Salem of Egypt 3-1 in the semi-finals of the girls' under-17 singles title yesterday. Anand will face next Egypt's Malika Al-Karaski in the ultimate showdown. And that is the end of this news bulletin.